Welcome to another episode of A Same So, Calluses and All. A friend of mine asked me today if I still had the calluses on my toes. I looked on my feet and confirmed what I already knew. The calluses were no longer present. This experience had me thinking though. How many people do we cast our doubts on because of their past experiences? Or do we stop to reflect on the fact that there are many flaws we do have that is often overlooked and never mentioned by others? Does my previous actions or past challenges really define the person I'm growing to be? You see, calluses meant that I wore shoes. It also symbolizes hardship and struggles that I overcame. It is also representative of change, that nothing is constant and that people are evolving on a daily basis. How many adults do you still call by childhood names? Apache, because there is a hole in his pants. Or Shorty, when there is nothing he can do about his height. Why do we affix labels to people rather than see people for who they are? More absurd, why do you still call him Natty when he has long since shaved his head? I can never figure this out. Who or what you answer to in life is very important. Never be defined by the opinions of others, however strong they are presented to you. Have you ever had someone try to tell you over and over who you are? They sit with their limited minds trying to figure you out, trying to confine you to their invisible box because it gives them a sense of comfort. Deep down you know this is not who you are and that they can never fully understand you. Once you know who you are, there's no need to worry about what others think. Guard your heart, be true to yourself, and live the life God has orchestrated for you to live. People will throw shade at you because they cannot understand your destiny. This is not for them to figure out. God has created, fashioned, and is shaping you according to your life purpose. The next time you are being judged by others, stop and reflect. Think whether there is an element of truth to what is being presented. Then seek to make the necessary changes to improve on your own terms. Your decision to change is dependent on you and is a personal experience. If you are a Facebooker, time and time again, you will see games popping up. What will Arlene be like in 10 years? These games try to determine your personality and your future. If you look carefully, you'll see that the answers are normally recycled for many of your peers. You see, the future is not known by anyone but God. No matter how much you plan or think you have life under control, you truly cannot predict the next hour. So too, you cannot predict the actions of others. Given this, don't be too hard on yourself for failed relationships or failure in itself. The key is to get up and to keep moving. Get up and try again. While you're breathing and you think you can, there is hope. Life is beautiful with its challenges and all. It beats the alternative. Dare to dream and believe in yourself. Take a step backward, even if it means losing others, to truly figure out what you want out of life and go for it. Don't be afraid to be who you are. Look in the mirror and affirm that your purpose, your talents, your attributes, your successes, your failures does not make you less than anyone else. So you did not come first in many of the races you ran. you're not the richest, so too you're not the poorest. You're not the most popular person at work. You're not married and you're 40 years old. You don't own a house or a car. By whose yardstick are these outcome measures? What will all this mean in the end? Are these really the things to judge success by? Each of us is given our own little corner in life, and it is our responsibility to shine in this corner. So focus on what truly matters: kindness, patience, love, happiness, and joy. Seek to lighten the load of those who you cross paths with on a daily basis. In the end, these are the things that are really important. It is not about what you have. It is about how you live and who you impact as you live on a daily basis. Learn to forgive and let go. The past belongs in the past. Embrace each day with fresh beginnings. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6 verse 34 that each day brings sufficient worries. Quit worrying about the future. Make the changes today that will allow the future to evolve, hopefully as you wish. Many of my friends will tell you, "I hate when it snows because I don't like driving in the snow." I've even been jokingly called Snow Watcher. While I hate the snow, can I truly predict when it will fall? Do I put my life on hold because it may snow for up to 7 months of the year where I live? The point I'm making is you have to make a conscious effort to choose to live every day. Living is more than just merely existing until your time is up. Living is embracing life with all its challenges, knowing that things will change and that no storm will last forever. Stop merely existing in a skeleton with arms and legs. Choose life. Despite the challenges, choose life. Despite unrealized goals, choose life. Choose life despite what others believe. Truth be told, many obstacles we face are tests to make us stronger. You have to realize that we live in a world where good and evil is in competition. When the devil cannot get to you, he will work through the people around you to bring you down. Knowing this will allow you to change the way you see challenges. Pray about the problems, and when you pray, know God hears you and that all things are working for your good. This is also another reason why we should think long and hard before passing assertions. You can never truly wear the shoe of others. Instead of judging, be supportive and encourage each other. There's nothing about you that differentiates you from the other person. It is truly the experiences in life that shapes us. Since you cannot determine what your next experience will be, quit judging. Also remember, for every experience, there's always a first time. There's a first time to travel on a plane, a first time to sit in a restaurant, a first time to earn an income, first loves, you name it. So quit judging others who are going through first time experiences. The greatest lesson in life is not learned in a classroom. Many of us still have memories of teachers who shaped us or the ones who tried to hold us back. This brings to mind a music teacher in high school. I remember vividly the song she was teaching. I later found out this was a song by Julie Andrews. So while I don't own the rights, here we go. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Ting, ting, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Ta-da, ta-dum, ta-dum, ta-dum. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy. because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day. Tudum, 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 tudum. So while I get to know you day by day, calluses and all, own you, be proud of who you are, learn each day, live every day, and walk good. Until next time, I see him so. This one life is to be lived. I see him so.